The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Hey, BTN News listeners, welcome to your Monday edition of the BTN News Show. It is the 15th of October, 2018. All the best technology news that happened over the weekend coming your way in about 5 minutes. More data collection. And I bet you're thinking I'm going to say Facebook, right? No, it's Twitter this time. Seems that privacy regulators in Ireland are actually launching an investigation into exactly how much data Twitter is collecting through the T.co, you know, that URL shortening system. Actually, this investigation is because of a professor named Michael Vail, and he's doing this under the GDPR. That's the General Data Protection Regulation. Now, those of you that may or may not know this, with the GDPR, EU citizens actually have the right to request any data collected on them from any given company. Well, the professor's been a bit skeptical and actually wrote to the relevant privacy regulator to see if Twitter was actually holding back some of his data. Well, that investigation now is underway. Now, of course, we're all aware of UL shortening. Makes life a hell of a lot simpler. But because of that, we might be paying the price for it, too. It's also been an effective tool at getting precise analytics, especially when used in private messaging. Facebook's pretty familiar with that. They've actually faced lawsuits in the past for collecting data on links shared in private messages. As right now, we don't know what's going to happen with this. We do know that people have been trying to reach out to Twitter, and Twitter's, they're pretty mute on the subject. PlayStation 4 users out there, your system just went kaput, crashed, don't know why it happened? Well, from what we've been reading over there on Reddit, they're actually warning of a message containing a string of characters that apparently is causing Sony's console to seize up and then crash. A lot of users are saying that the glitch is so bad, they actually have to perform a factory reset on the hardware. Now, for right now, Sony isn't saying much, although we have heard from reliable sources that they are trying to get a new firmware out as quickly as possible so they can kind of bypass this crap. But until that happens, if you want to avoid all the heartache, if you receive the message, delete it from your Sony's PlayStation message app for your Android or iOS instead of opening it in your console. That should keep you safe. And finally, yeah, it was a slow news weekend, but I couldn't let this one go because it's just so pathetic. We all like our gadgets, although I think there's about a million people out there that like them a little too much, particularly when it comes to Alexa. Did you know way back in 2017, and just by seeing this now, I don't even want to know what the statistics are like in 2018, over 1 million people asked Alexa to marry them. Yeah, sure, I'm sure there's some people out there that are just doing it as a joke. Still, though, I'm sure there's some out there that were pretty damn serious. And that's pretty damn scary. Nonetheless, though, with 1 million requests meant 1 million turndowns. Yeah, that's right, Alexa just ain't ready to tie the knot anytime soon. In fact, what's kind of funny is when you actually ask Alexa to marry you, she'll actually give you a response stating that we're at pretty different places in our lives. Literally, I mean, you're on Earth and I'm in the cloud. Ha 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 ha. But hey, if you've actually been trying to get Alexa to go out with you and she's still turning you down, there's always Siri. If you've got a story and no one else is listening, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, powered by TSO Host. That is where you find our podcast, our blog, and review section, constantly being updated over there for your enjoyment. You can also find us on Facebook and Instagram at British Tech Network, on Twitter at British Tech. But the best place to be is our BTN community over at our Slack room. Come join us if you haven't already. We really would love to have you. You can find it at britishtech.slack.com. The new show will be back at your way for Tuesday with, I hope, a hell of a lot of better news. We'll see what we can dig up for you between now and then. But until then, have yourself a good old Monday. And thank you very much, as always, for listening.